Now, you're familiar with the idea of painters doing self-portraits. You can picture Vincent van Gogh's face gazing back at you as the backdrop swirls. What happens when a poet writes a self-portrait? This is National Poetry Month, and KUOW's Elizabeth Austin brings you a poetic self-portrait by Seattle writer Quentin Baker. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Who's Quentin Baker?
Quentin is a native Seattleite whose first full-length collection, This Glittering Republic, is getting a lot of attention, and I think rightly so, for the way it evokes and confronts our racialized culture.
And I mentioned self-portrait. That is in this book?
It is. The poem I've brought you from This Glittering Republic is titled Self-Portrait. Of course, a self-portrait, whether it's painted or written, gives the artist a chance to represent him or herself, to present a self, to choose the view presented. So Quentin's self-portrait confronts the fact that our dominant culture makes it difficult to see the black male body without some very destructive baggage. But what really grabbed my attention is the demands Quentin's self-portrait makes on us as viewers or listeners.
Viewers of this self-portrait. Okay, I'm ready to see with my ears. Let's hear this.
All right, here's Quentin Baker reading Self-Portrait.
Self-portrait. Watch. I'll take a selfie. It'll look like eclipse, like a wretch wrestling the dark. Really watch, though. Expect to connect to me. Don't let your yearning drift inside the reasons for my casket. Need me alive. Put your greed toward gathering breath into my failing lungs, because air is hard to come by here, shoved underneath and pressed between every brick, avenue, thoroughfare. Whisper or wail, I work even the tiniest vibration against this dynastic rule for one reason. No one gets tired of forgetting. So I heave what's left against violence, erasure. Now tear open the long bag of shadow. Offer yourself to me.
That was Quentin Baker reading Self-Portrait from his poetry collection, This Glittering Republic. And he's one of those poets who does his poem a favor with his reading of it.
Yeah, he's a beautiful, expressive reader.
Elizabeth, there are so many unexpected images in that poem from the beginning. I'll take a selfie. It'll look like eclipse. That's a lot from the start.
Yeah, so one of the things that's exciting to me about Quentin Baker's work is how skillful he is at layering so much into such a small space, such compressed language. And I recently sat down with Quentin and I asked him about the origins of this poem. And he said it was triggered by a presentation a classmate gave when he was in grad school involving this image of the long shadow as a kind of psychic baggage. And Quentin confronted his classmate about how that might apply to someone who's been designated as the shadow by the culture at large. And so creating the poem became another response to that idea and to that interaction.
What takes place within the poem, within the act of creation, within wrestling with it, by taking it to an imaginative space, that allows me the room to imagine something different, to make a new site of possibility that was not present in my conversation. So like when I raised my hand and I asked him this question, I was an interrupting force. I interrupted him, but no one wants to be purely an interruption. You want to be fully yourself. So to do that in a lot of ways, you have to create the space for that. So when I'm writing poems about these things, it's me attempting to forge that new way of being, that new imaginative space where I can be full and fully myself.
At the beginning, Elizabeth, we said that a self-portrait is the artist's chance to present himself. And he talks like writing a poem is a way to establish himself, almost create himself again, like anew.
Exactly, because when in writing the poem, he's in control of the picture and he shows us what he wants to emphasize. And as Quentin said, it's an imaginative act that says this is the ground I want to occupy. So, Bill, you know, whenever possible, I prefer to hear a poem twice, especially one that's as short and intense as this one.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give it another listen.
Okay.
And now that you have a sense of this terrain that Quentin is working, let's get back to this idea that this is a self-portrait that makes demands on us as viewers or listeners.
Self-portrait. Watch. I'll take a selfie. It'll look like eclipse, like a wretch wrestling the dark. Really watch, though. Expect to connect to me. Don't let your yearning drift inside the reasons for my casket. Need me alive. Put your greed toward gathering breath into my failing lungs, because air is hard to come by here, shoved underneath and pressed between every brick, avenue, thoroughfare. Whisper or wail, I work even the tiniest vibration against this dynastic rule for one reason. No one gets tired of forgetting. So I heave what's left against violence, erasure. Now tear open the long bag of shadow. Offer yourself to me.
Quentin Baker reading Self-Portrait. He's telling us we've got work to do. Forgetting is a luxury. Don't let me go.
Exactly. And I find myself repeating those last lines, really turning them over. And in fact, when I first encountered that line about no one gets tired of forgetting, it feels almost like a double negative. I had to really wrestle with that. No one gets tired of forgetting, meaning I'm constantly forgetting. That's the thing I don't get tired of.
All that's at our website, kuow.org. Thank you for bringing it in, Elizabeth Austin.
You're welcome, Bill.